Thank you, Jesus, for your sweet touches, your tender kisses, the warmth of your loving embrace as you lift me up in your everlasting arms. My darling husband, I love you and need you so much. I run to you and beg you with arms upraised to take me up into the Spirit, to transform me from my earthly form to my heavenly form. I stand before you now as your adoring bride, your sexy sweetheart, ready to satisfy your longing for intimate love at all times. Come into bed with me, my darling, and let us make passionate love. I'm wet and wild for you, Jesus, wanting to take your golden penis all the way up inside me, until your hot and life-giving seeds explode within me, filling me with the strength and power and energy to make it through this day. There is that secret place, sweet lover, the one we go to when all other doors are locked or busy. We just have to get it on and we have to find a place. We try all the doors, but the rooms are busy or locked. We're running, looking for that empty bed, that lone chair where we can love. You're so desperate and eager to make love to me. You want me so badly that finally you just blow the roof off the house and whisk me away into a realm of solitude and perfect serenity. It's a place that we both know and have gone to before. It's our little secret. In spirit, we're fucking away in a lavish bed of rose petals atop a barge floating lazily down the river of love. It's our private place in the spirit. It's the place I want to spend eternity. Sometimes I feel like I've been wandering around the remotest desert of the world for days without food or water. I'm giving up hope. All I'm seeing are mirages, and all I feel is the lump of dry tongue in my throat. With my last weary effort I climb atop a sand dune, where I expect to lie down and breathe my last breath. I lie down, shut my eyes, and start seeing heaven. My spirit ascends and I feel you refreshing me with the pure water of life. I open my eyes and I'm in paradise. Somehow, somewhere, I was rescued. I don't know what happened. All I did was call your name, say how much I love you, and you took care of the rest. Thank you for rescuing me. Your love and care for me gives me the strength to carry on, to make it to my destination, to be a pilgrim and stranger in the barren and lonely desert of life. Your love is all I live for and all I long for. Help me to love you like no others. Thank you that I can enjoy this life and most of all enjoy you to the full, without guilt and condemnation. I can revel in the freedoms that you've blessed us with. Most of all, thank you that I can get to know you as an intimate lover, as a bride making love to her husband. I strip myself naked now and stand before your throne, begging you to come down from your glory and spend time with me in the act of love. Instead, you invite me to come up and join you, and you sit me beside you on your throne, which suddenly transforms itself into a love seat in a romantic, moonlit garden. You have your arm around me as we gaze over the magical stillness of a lake. I look mesmerized into the pools of your gorgeous eyes. I reach up to stroke your handsome face, and you take my hand and kiss it, still looking into my eyes. Then you pull me toward you to kiss my lips. I melt into your arms, putting my arms around you and stroking the back of your head. We then rise up and walk hand in hand down to the water's edge,